Hello, Desi. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Now, this is, it's sort of not talked about enough, really, homelessness, but the statistic of 8 new homeless people in Dublin every day, that's pretty stark.
It is. It's extremely worrying. The Central Placement Unit now have been outlining the amount of people that's calling into them for placement. And we've, you know, Focus Ireland last year estimated there was roughly 5,000 people homeless. But those numbers now seem to be increasing very, you know, at a fast rate. So I think there's a number of common reasons why this is actually happening, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly some of this is due to some of the seizures of properties and people not being able to pay their mortgages. And some of these people are ending up in homeless situations, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, as you say, there's a myriad of reasons why they do it. But what's the solution?
Yeah, we have a huge waiting list now at the moment in terms of homeless, or in terms of the ordinary housing waiting list. There's 98,000 people on the housing waiting list. And, you know, this is increasing rapidly. So we're also seeing a subsequent increase in the homeless figures.
It is, yeah. It's. But as you said, there's a myriad of reasons why it happens, but I'm beginning to wonder what sort of solutions they can have now, because there's so many agencies out there struggling, and everybody's talking about NAMA and all the properties that's lying dormant there. So is that part of the solution, and have you made any representations about it?
Well, I've been constantly on to the minister, and unless we start building social housing, and the problem now is when people are presenting to homeless, they're tending to put them towards rental supplement and then, you know, trying to put them into that type of accommodation with private landlords. Now, in many cases, that's not suitable for people in homeless situations, because they're you know, they need in some cases, they need special housing because they're, you know, people are presenting themselves with different problems in the homeless section.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of the local, you're talking about the housing not being built with the local authorities, but there's loads of, as I said, dormant properties, even on the periphery of Dublin, some of them are actually in Dublin. And as you know, it's been talked about for 20 years. There is local council houses, apartments, masonettes that are boarded up. What sort of reaction are you getting if you mention these types of things?
Well, there's certainly a problem in terms of the amount of houses that's boarded up. The council, you know, they're struggling to get them back on stream. But there's also a lot of the houses that are boarded up are not just necessarily council houses. Mm-hmm. Some of them could be from people that couldn't pay their mortgages, that they've abandoned the houses, or there's you know, some of them are, you know, with families that are arguing over, you know, the fact that someone died in the house and they have to sort out how the house is going to be divided up amongst the family. So we have a load of different reasons. And, I mean, the government had mentioned about NAMA and the delivery of houses under NAMA. So far, there's only, in 3-year period, we've only received 260 properties in a 3-year period. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. But they've also identified a further, just over 1,000 units that could be utilised for housing. And we really need to move them forward very quickly, because mm-hmm. those are urgently needed in the housing situation as well as the homeless.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a sort of a format that would have to be delicately handled, because I can see to an extent where some people would say, for instance, well, I don't want anybody with addictions living near me. Now, we've got people, as we stated, this is my third time for saying a myriad of reasons. You've got people with addictions, people with mental health, and purely financial reasons why they're ending up on the street. So there's loads of reasons. But if people have addictions, should we not get to the core of first, help people out to help themselves first? Is that part of the solution?
Well, I think you have to. If you have people that have problems that are in the homeless section, you have to have the proper services to back that up.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have certain type of housing that'd be suitable for those. But the vast majority of people in the homeless section, there's absolutely no problem. They, in the sense that there's not going to be a problem with them when it comes to them living beside someone. That's not going to be a problem, mm-hmm. and has proved that in the past. But we are now, at the moment, since this government came into power, we have a 37% increase now in the amount of homeless people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely massive. And we've also got now a huge increase in the amount of people sleeping rough. And it's absolutely just getting worse at this stage, you know?
Okay. So will you be making more representations to the government?
Well, I'm constantly arguing this point. We put forward our own plans. We had a jobs creation strategy. We also had a strategy in terms of how to put forward more housing and what way to do it. So there are ways of addressing this. But when you see that this government reduced from in 2008, there was 1.53. billion being put into from the capital budget into housing,
mm-hmm.
and in 2008 that is now 287 million. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. How can that work?
Yes,
you know.
Yeah. Well, I know myself that with the agencies there, the fabulous work there on helping people along the way and getting back into society, into housing. But there's a lot of cases, a lot of the reasons why they can't do as much as they want to do is because of finances, which have been severely cut as well.
Yeah.
I know you're a very busy...
Well, the voluntary housing sector is contributing a huge amount now towards helping, and they're the ones that seem to be producing more properties at this stage than the local authorities.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole... The strategy now towards, tackling the homeless issue... is some people are being put into voluntary housing, but they're also using rent allowance, which is not a proper, long-term solution. If you're using rental supplement, temporary, putting people in with landlords, I just think that it's the wrong approach.
Yeah, it seems to be defeating the purpose, all right. I know you're a very, very busy man there in the course of meeting people all the time. I know you have queues there at the moment. Do you have people come to you with fears of ending up on the street?
Oh, yes, you constantly get that. We've had, particularly now, people with mortgages now, many of them have lost their jobs, and in some cases, they're partners and they've lost their jobs, so they just cannot cope, and, they're in a situation where they're hoping that the local authorities will help out in it, and the local authorities now are swamped, and unfortunately, they don't have... In spite of what people think, there isn't enough housing out there. There's not enough being built, and there's not enough being made available. So we are in a crisis.
Okay, Desi, thank you very much for giving. I know, as I said, I know you're a busy man, but thank you very much for talking to us today.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye. And that's Deputy Desi Ellis, TD, with Sinn Féin.